Good morning, Delaware Valley. This is Spirit in the Morning, and you're listening to Holy Spirit Radio. I'm Dave Parker, and your host, Gary Zimak, is not in the studio today. He'll be joining us shortly from Steubenville, Ohio. Gary, are you with us?
Doing, brother.
I'm doing well, Gare. What took you out to Steubenville?
Dave, I was blessed. I was able to speak at Franciscan University last night. I was able to speak to the students. I gave a talk. It's called Stop Worrying and Start Living. And you know what's funny, Dave? I was talking to the head of the wellness center. They have a wellness center that helps the students to deal with some of the problems that they face. And he told me that depression and anxiety are the two biggest problems that he deals with on a regular basis. And it's very interesting. Steubenville Franciscan University is an incredibly special college. It's one of the best-known Catholic colleges around, known for its spirituality, and it's a favorite college of Mother Angelica. She loved it here. But yet, they still struggle with some of the same problems that many people do. So I was able to help the students to realize that the Lord is in charge and gave them some good ammunition in the battle that we all fight every day. And, Dave, I did record the talk, so maybe we'll try to make some of that available. We'll play some of it on the air, because it's a message I think we all need to hear, how to stop worrying and start living. And, by the way, Mr. Parker, I have to be honest, because we believe in full disclosure on this show, I did predict an Eagles victory this weekend. Did that on the air, so I can't hide from it. What happened, brother? I left town, and they lost.
Oh, man, maybe you should reconsider next time if you have a talk. Stay around, you know, Gare. Come on.
Yeah, hey, I was. Yeah, I blew it. But listen, it's funny, and Dave, you probably know more about this than I do, because I was driving on the turnpike when the game was taking place, and the only station that I could pick up, I picked up a Redskins station, and all they kept saying was how poorly the Eagles look, and they should be even further behind than they should, that they're lucky to be where they are. And I thought, man, is this true, or are these guys just a bunch of homers? What was the deal, Dave? Did they look bad?
They didn't look as sharp as they have previously. But let me, real quickly, Gare, when I was down in the D.C. area for a while after the military, and you're exactly right, those D.C. Redskins stations slant it that way. I agree with you, and it's like I would be saying, "What are you talking about?" I'd be yelling at the radio. Anyways, but yes, right out of the gate, the Eagles were not that sharp. Mr. Wentz, Carson Wentz, the great young quarterback, was sacked the very first play, I believe. But it didn't go as well as everybody hoped. But it's early in the season, Gare.
That's right, and I was looking at Philly.com yesterday, and they said the Eagles kind of look like the team we expected going into the season, but we just, I think our hopes got raised a little bit once they won the first few games, and we thought, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl, because that's what we do in Philly, right? We're extreme, and we go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in the span of a couple seconds, but
absolutely,
there's hope for next week. I will not make a prediction right now, but I'll make a prediction on Friday's program. How about
that? It sounds good. And what Carson Wentz said in the post game, the season is young, and it is. So, Eagles fans, hang in there. And again, we are the only Catholic radio station in the Delaware Valley, live drive. Basically, we have to have hope. So let's pray
for that.
Let's pray for the Eagles.
That's right, brother. That's what this show is all about. And on that note, why don't we begin as we do each day with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen.
Amen.
St. Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we got a great show today. Lots of good things coming up. I'm going to read the gospel in a few minutes. And then after that, I found an article that I think you'll really love today. It's 5 Simple Steps to Improve Your Prayer Life by Father Jeffrey Kirby. We'll talk about that throughout the hour. I have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50. And also, we have our usual selection of uplifting music. This is the place to get your day started. the right way. The Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:04 right now. And, Dave, before I go to the gospel, it's a rainy, dreary morning in Steubenville. How's the weather look in the Delaware Valley?
It's overcast and cloudy. The high is going to be 80, but right now around the region it's in the upper 50s. So what a contrast to last week.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, it's not raining, so I'm sorry to hear that you're dreary out there.
Yeah, well, from what they tell me, the rain's going to be clearing up in the next few hours, so before I hit the road, I'd be heading home on the turnpike, things should be clear, which is good, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Thank you for that, Dave. I want to set the gospel up briefly here. Last week, boy, we had some tough gospels to deal with. Jesus was really on a roll. But he was telling us things that we need to hear. He was talking to the Pharisees and the scholars and all the people who sometimes, including ourselves, sometimes say one thing and do another, or do good things sometimes for the wrong reasons. I think we all can fall victim to that sometimes. Now, today's gospel, it's another tough one, but there's a very important message. And here on Spirit in the Morning, what we like to do, and this is one of the reasons that we do what we do, is give you an uplifting spin on what can sometimes be a tough message. We understand that there are difficulties in the world. We understand that there are a lot of problems, that we all face problems in our lives. But if you look to the Lord and you really get to really pay attention to his words, you'll see that there is always a positive spin, because Jesus speaks the good news. Jesus is the truth. And if we stick with him and really look at his words very closely, we're going to get a good feel for what's really happening. So with that in mind, let me take a look at this gospel now from our gospel from Daily Mass. It's Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. And by the way, everything we talk about on the program, we will have linked at spiritinthemorning.com, so you can check that out later. So Luke 12, 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And Jesus replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God.'" And then when we listen to that, that's a pretty tough message. So let's take a minute here and really try to understand what Jesus is saying. What we don't want to get from this gospel, what Jesus is not saying, is that we shouldn't save up, we shouldn't save for the future. That's irresponsible. That's not what he's saying. It's perfectly acceptable and really encouraged to prepare for the future and to save something. But what's happening here is not a matter of prudence. The man in the parable is being greedy, and he wants to store up so much that he wants to depend on his wealth and not on the Lord. And boy, that is a big problem. That is a big problem. If we look at the words of Jesus at the beginning of this gospel, Jesus said, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Jesus has talked about how difficult it is for a rich man to get to heaven. And he didn't say it's impossible. Jesus, in another place in the gospel, said, "With God, all things are possible." So as long as we stick with the Lord, we can have money. But we can, and that doesn't mean even if we have money, we can still make it to heaven. But if we get greedy with that money, if we want to hold on to it with clenched fists and don't want to give charities to other people in need, and if we depend solely on that money, if our comfort and our security lies in our bank accounts, well, then we're going to have difficulty. But with God, all things are possible. So if we stick with the Lord, all things are possible. I know plenty of people who have a lot of money, but they're very generous. They're generous with charities. They're generous with the way that they use their money. They don't store up excessive amounts of money. There comes a point where I think we prepare for that rainy day and we can go overboard. And I think all of us can fall victim to that. And it, believe it or not, it's not only rich people that can fall victim to this type of thinking. You can be poor and still be greedy. So that's one of the things. And again, I like to present the Gospels just as they are. I'm not going to pick and choose which Gospels we read each day. I'm going to use the ones given to us for daily Mass and let the church lead us through the Gospels. And they're all good news. It's just how we look at it. And if we continue, Jesus talks about this parable. There's a rich man. His land produced a bountiful harvest. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. If he would have said, thank you, Lord, for this blessing, that's a good start. But we don't see him say that. And look what he says. He says, what shall I do? I don't have space to store all my harvest. Ah, here's what I'm going to do. I'll tear down my barns. I will build larger ones. And then, you know, even that, he's still okay there. He doesn't get into trouble up to the point where he says, I shall say to myself, now you have so many good things stored up for so many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry. That's a problematic statement. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, taught to us by Jesus, what do we pray? We pray, give us this day our daily bread. And I think that's so crucial for us to remember. The Lord wants us to depend on him. Again, he's not saying don't save money. He's saying, hey, my security, your security should lie in me. And that's a question for us. I think that's a good takeaway for us all today. Lord, please help me to depend on you and not on my money. I know I share the story many times. When I was working as a software developer, I had a decent amount of money in the bank. I was making six figures. I was relatively comfortable. And honestly, my security really was in the bank account. I would pray sometimes, but my comfort was in the fact that I had money in the bank. But once I went full-time, and I'm not saying everybody has to do this, but I'm just giving you my story. When I went full-time into ministry, I really got it. I really understood, and I'm still learning this process of what it means to be dependent on the Lord every day. So I just throw out that challenge today. When you hear this gospel, one day we're all going to die. It's a fact. I'm not trying to bring anybody down on a Monday morning, but we're all going to die one day. Are you storing up treasure in heaven? This is what the Lord's saying. And if we have this relationship with Jesus that we should have, and we should all have a friendship with Christ, are we willing to listen to what he has to say today? Where are your priorities? You sometimes pray for spiritual grace instead of all material things. And again, I'm guilty of this. I'm not saying I'm not, but it's a constant challenge. And it's really great that we have Jesus to speak to us through the Gospels each day because he tells us what we're supposed to be doing. He's our guide. He's our friend. And if you want to hear Jesus speak, the Gospels are the greatest place to start. The church teaches that all of Scripture is God's Word. So the Lord speaks to us through all of sacred Scripture. However, the church also holds up the Gospel and gives them a special place of prominence. What a great place to start. So the daily Mass readings are always a great place to begin. If you're not comfortable reading the Bible, this is a great place to start. And again, we'll have this Gospel link at spiritinthemorning.com. So that's the Gospel. We're going to send it to a break now. When we come back, I'm going to say some more things about how to improve your prayer life. Right now, your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:14. We'll be back soon.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 17th. Today we celebrate Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Born in Syria just a few years after Jesus' death, Ignatius was a convert to Christianity who eventually became Bishop of Antioch. On a long journey from Antioch to Rome, Ignatius wrote the seven letters for which he has become well known. Five of them are directed to churches in Asia Minor. Ignatius urges his fellow Christians to remain faithful to God and to obey their superiors. He also warns them against heresies and emphasizes the solid truths of Christian faith. The sixth is directed to Polycarp, bishop of Smyrna, who was later martyred. On a visit to Antioch, Emperor Trajan forced the Christians there to choose between death and denying their faith. Ignatius refused to deny Christ and was condemned to be put to death in Rome. In his final letter, Ignatius begs the Christians in Rome not to try to stop his martyrdom. "The only thing I ask of you," he wrote, "is to allow me to offer the libation of my blood to God." His request granted, Ignatius bravely met the lions in the Circus Maximus around the year 107. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, yes, when I am alone, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Colin Ray, Give Me Jesus. What do you think of that? Gary, you with me?
I am with you, brother. Man, I'll tell you what, I was listening. That's one of my favorite songs. Colin Ray is a, I've always liked him, very successful country artist who converted to Catholicism. So actually he's Catholic, and he did some Christian recordings after his conversion. And you know, Dave, he said something there that really ties into that gospel read and we heard in the gospel today about the need to guard against greed and to focus on spiritual things. And he just said, You can have all of this world, but give me Jesus. Right, brother? Isn't that?
Amen, brother. Absolutely.
We need the Lord. We need him.
Yeah. Jesus first.
That's right. And that doesn't mean we don't live in the world. And I think that, Dave, that's one of the things I like about what we're doing on this program. That's why we designed it to the way we did. We're not living in a monastery somewhere. You and I and everybody at Holy Spirit Radio, we're out in the world. We get it. We understand that there are problems. We hear the news every day. But we want to get your focus on Jesus. That's the way you're going to find peace in your life.
Absolutely.
And that's critical. And that's what we do here on Holy Spirit Radio. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:40. Today, right now, it's 60 degrees in the Delaware Valley, 96% humidity. Areas of fog are going to be around before 8 o'clock, so be careful there. Partly sunny today, high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 64. And then Tuesday, sunny. Tuesday, by the way, the day I return back to the studio. So, Dave, I'm really happy about this. Sunny and a high of 83.
Oh,
man. Thank you, Lord, for that.
You're bringing the sun, Gary. You're bringing the sun back.
You know what? That happens sometimes. That happens, my man. Throughout the hour, we're going to talk now about this article that we have linked at spiritinthemorning.com. It's 5 simple steps to improve your prayer life. And this is by a priest. His name is Father Jeffrey Kirby. Let me just say briefly, Father Kirby is someone who I got to know this past year. We spoke at their series of IHM homeschool conferences around the country. I met Father Kirby for the first time. We were both speaking in Tampa, Florida earlier this year. He's actually a graduate of Franciscan University here in Steubenville. We went out to dinner, and man, I'll tell you what, this guy is filled with the Holy Spirit. He has such good advice when it comes to prayer. And we kept running into each other. We spoke at a few other conferences, kept seeing each other. He actually wrote a book about this. The book's called Lord, Teach Me to Pray. And I think I'm going to try to get Father Kirby on as a guest if he'll do it, because he's a great speaker, really dynamic person. But he's got such great insight into prayer. I think this is something that we all struggle with at times, and I know I struggle with this. And this article that he wrote is 5 simple steps to improve your prayer life. And what he gets at, he is very realistic with this. And the article starts out, we're all busy. We all have responsibilities that fill our days and crowd our minds and hearts. We're always on the go. We have family responsibilities. We have duties at work. And I think for many of us, that's a struggle when it comes to our prayer life. In other words, we can say, I don't have time to pray, which is wrong. Rather than say, I don't have time to pray, we've got to find ways to pray creatively, because that's what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord understands we have responsibilities. And in fact, in this article, Father quotes St. Francis de Sales, and St. Francis de Sales said this: there is a different practice of devotion for the gentleman and the mechanic, for the prince and the servant, for the wife, the maiden, and the widow. And still further, the practice of devotion must be adapted to the capabilities, the engagements, and the duties of each individual. In other words, you're not expected, and God doesn't expect you to drop all of your duties, your responsibilities. He expects you to find him in those responsibilities. And that is a challenge. It's the Martha and Mary story. We need to find ways to seek out God in our daily activities. So Father Kirby gives 5 steps. We'll go through these. These are really simple. Dave, I like simple things. You know me, right?
Absolutely, brother.
Right? And I think many of us do. Give me the steps. That's what we say in the Philadelphia area. Hey, just give me the steps. Tell me what I need to do. None of this pie in the sky stuff. So with that in mind, Father proposes in the article, how do we start? Step 1. And Dave, I like this one. I'd like you to weigh in on some of these as we go. We'll go through a couple of them now, and then after the break, we'll finish. Step 1, I really want to pray. How do I start? Now, I've said this many times. People have come to me and said, hey, am I praying right, Gary? What do you think? How should I do this? And Father says the first step in praying is to acknowledge that we are not the ones who initiated our desire to pray. Whoa, let's step back. What do you think of that one, Dave? When I say to myself, I really want to pray, or I should pray more, or let me pray now. That desire to pray is not coming from me, but it's actually coming from the Holy Spirit. What do you think about that, Mr. Parker?
I think that's absolutely correct. It's the still, small voice of the Spirit in our souls, you know, just nudging us, you know, always there, nudging us toward reaching out to Christ.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I love that we are on the air on Holy Spirit Radio, because this station is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And really, I want to delve more into that in the days and the weeks to come. I think we all need to get better in touch with the Holy Spirit. So the first thing that Father is pointing out is when we feel we should pray more or pray better or more often or whatever it is, that's the Holy Spirit giving us that nudge. And in fact, he quotes Romans 8:28, St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. So the first step is to understand that even that desire to pray more, to fit prayer into my daily life, that's coming from the Holy Spirit. Now, what do we need to do? We need to tap into that Spirit. And we need to say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to pray more effectively. Let me know what I should say. I don't know what to say. And I heard it said, and I wish I could remember which saint said this. I heard one time a saint say, you don't know how to pray? Tell that to God, and then you were praying. Isn't that neat, Dave?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Hey, Lord, I don't know how to pray. Instead of saying it to myself, tell it to the Lord. Lord, I don't know how to pray.
That's
He's a friend.
Perfect.
That's the dialogue we should have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing to remember. Holy Spirit, teach me to pray. And with that in mind, the second step is, what's the best way to start praying? All right, so we recognize step one, that the Holy Spirit is calling us to pray. What's the best way to start praying? After recognizing, Father Kirby states, that God is calling us to pray, our next step is to build a habit of prayer. All right, now this is where we need to really start paying attention, because we can easily fall victim to that line of thinking that, all right, I'm going to get to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray as soon as I get this done. I'm going to pray as soon as my favorite TV show's done. I'm going to pray as soon as I get this work done. Father's talking about the importance of building a habit of prayer, and he says this is a humble but very necessary step. We need to create a habit. We need to create a habit. Now, Dave, I know you're an ex-military guy. You know the importance of structure.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if we could apply some of that to our prayer life, if we could set up habits and structure and be a little bit disciplined, and you don't have to go crazy, but, Dave, I find in my life that I need to set aside some time for prayer. And I have to do it at a regular point in the day, generally in the morning and before I go to bed. They're the two absolute bookends, if you will, to my day. I must pray in the morning. I must pray in the evening. And throughout the day, I work it in too. But if I don't make it a point to do that, I almost hate to say this, but it's true, if I don't force myself to pray even when I don't feel like it, I'm never going to get to it. Dave, do you find that, do you deal with that struggle in your life? Do you make the time?
Oh, absolutely, dear. Absolutely. And I, excuse me, and I kind of, I dovetail with morning and evening. And what I tried to get to is, as soon as my eyes open, one, I thank God that my eyes open. and then I start saying Our Father, and then a Hail Mary, and then a Glory Be. And and if any thoughts rush in, I just you know, away, get away, thoughts of the world.
Right. And that's a great way to do it. Boy, Dave, I'll tell you, that took me years to finally start saying thank you to the Lord. I would complain when I woke up in the morning. It's rainy. I'm tired. I don't want to go to work. And eventually, it started to kick in that each day is a gift. And that's one of the things that we're trying to bring across on this program. Like, every day is a gift. Let's be thankful.
Absolutely.
It might be raining. You might have problems, but you're alive. The Lord has you alive for a reason. So, Dave, I think that's a great way for you to pray, that structured prayer. And that doesn't work for everybody. But the formal prayers, such as the Our Father and the Hail Mary, that's good, because there are a lot of days I know myself that I struggle with the word, and those that having that basis helps me. So yeah, that's a great way to do it. Now, Father Kirby says, when it comes to a habit, making prayer a habit, I love this. He said, make it practically achievable, and also attach it to an existing habit. For the habit to stick, it must be slow and practically achievable. And he states that maybe the goal of praying for 5 minutes at a time is a good goal to start with. If you're not used to praying, and I sit here and tell you, you've got to pray for at least an hour or 2 hours a day, I guarantee, give it a week or two and you're going to quit. He makes this practical, and I think that's what I would say. I love this advice because it's got to be practical. So if you're not used to praying, do 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. You can fit that into your schedule. Any of us could. And here's another one. Dave, listen to this. I think you're going to get a kick out of this. He said, in addition to forming this habit, to making it achievable, attach it to an existing habit. And I think this is one of the most creative pieces of advice that I've ever seen when it comes to prayer. Mm-hmm. He said this, for example, we can attach our 5 minutes of prayer to taking a shower or brushing our teeth in the morning. So whenever we take our shower and we brush our teeth, or we brush our teeth, or, you know, it could be something else, whenever I get in the car or whatever, mm-hmm. that's my time for prayer. Isn't that clever, Dave?
That's very clever. That's very clever. And well, there's something that I learned. We can do breath prayers, you know, throughout the day. Just little Jesus, help me, or Jesus, thank you. Yeah, and you can utter it just in seconds, and He's there with you.
Yeah, and that's great, Dave, because that calls attention to it. Reminds ourselves. It makes us aware of His presence. But this is all about building habits, and it's something I'm working on in my life. I'm trying to build a habit of acknowledging God's presence. And I think if we do that gradually, it's achievable for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to send it to a break. The time is 7:32 in the Delaware Valley right now. When we come back from the break, we'll continue talking about this article from Father Jeffrey Kirby, 5 Simple Steps to Improve Your Prayer Life. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Go to Holy Spirit Radio.
A quote from Pope Francis in this Year of Mercy. It is not easy to entrust oneself to God's mercy, because it is an abyss beyond our comprehension. But we must. Oh, I am a great sinner. All the better. Go to Jesus. He likes you to tell Him these things. He forgets. He has a very special capacity for forgetting. He forgets. He kisses you. He embraces you. And He simply says to you, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims has trained technicians who will take care of all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. They handle all emergencies and repairs, as well as all new system purchases. Summers and Zims' telephone number is 610-593-5129. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me cross before me, no turning back, no turning. Though none go with me, though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still
I Have Decided to Follow Jesus by Catherine Scott. Gare, another one of your favorites.
Yeah, Dave, you know what I like about that song? It's that conscious decision. I have decided to follow Jesus. And in case I sound a little bit different, I am speaking live from Steubenville, Ohio, where I spoke at Franciscan University last night. And tying into that song, I was brought in to speak by a gentleman. His name is Joe Loizzo. He's the head of the Wellness Center at Franciscan University, and he deals with many students who struggle with anxiety and depression. He was telling me that, and this is, I'm just so happy to hear this because I know this is true. He said, Gary, I love the message that you have. The reason I bring you in is because you have the true message. Now, this is a guy who is trained in the psychology field. He understands how to treat depression and anxiety. And what he was telling me, he was speaking to a student, and it was going back and forth, and the student said, you know what, I am still anxious, it's not working, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And Joe said to this student who was struggling, he said, I can give you all the advice of the world, but until you turn your life over to Jesus Christ, it's not going to make any difference. And I think that's what that song is about. That's what I've learned in my life as somebody who struggles with anxiety. You've got to turn your life over to Christ. And you know what? That's a daily process. And we're going to do that together. We'll continue to do that on the show. It is possible. If I can live peacefully, and I take it one day at a time, don't get me wrong. Dave, you know me. Everybody at the station knows me. It's a constant battle. But it's a battle that's winnable. As long as we take it one day at a time, and we do it with the Lord. We walk with Him. We turn our life over to Him, and we decide. We make that conscious decision to follow Jesus. That doesn't mean Mass on Sunday, and that's it. We've got to walk with Him each day. So we're going to try to help you do that on Spirit in the Morning. I want to remind you to send me your comments. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you would like to hear on the show. I'd like to know what you think about the show. I've been getting lots of good comments. We've been on the air for 1 week. Today is our 1 week anniversary.
Woohoo!
But I'd like to get your comment. All right, happy anniversary, Mr. Parker.
You too, Gary.
Thank you. We made it, Dave. You know, it's awesome.
We made it through.
That's right. But I want to hear your comments. So please email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. gary@holyspiritradio.org. Tell me where you're listening from. Tell me what you like about the show. Tell me what you don't like about the show. But I really want your honest opinion, because we want to get to know one another. Dave and I, we're letting you get to know us. It's a gradual process. You'll get to know us. We'd like to get to know you. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. I will answer your email. I will read it on the air if you'd like, because it's important that we communicate with one another. So send me your emails, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. The time right now is 7:40 on Spirit in the Morning. Dave, we're continuing to look at this article by Father Jeff Kirby, Five Simple Steps to Improve Your Prayer Life. Now, the third step, I like this one, Dave. This is something that I've dealt with, and I think many people deal with. What am I supposed to say when I pray? Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that before, Dave, or did you ever struggle with that yourself?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Gary.
And you begin to wonder, am I doing this the right way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you're going to like this, Dave. And again, we have this article linked at our page, spiritinthemorning.com. Brother Kirby says, when we pray, we can say whatever we want. I like that. All the pressure's off. I can say whatever I want. Dave,
absolutely.
There's no such thing as a bad prayer. How's that?
I agree with you. You know, God,
right?
God will listen to us where we are in our lives. You know,
that's
good,
right.
And bad, or
and
right. Indifferent. So, yes, Gary, you're
just
absolutely right.
Right, just as we are with our families, Dave, with our spouses, our children, we're not going to say, hey, you said the wrong thing to me. I don't want to hear about your problem. It's like, tell me everything. Our Heavenly Father loves us. He loves us more than we can imagine, so He wants to hear us. Father Kirby says, when we begin to pray, the most important thing is just that we are praying. And he states that we can complain if we want. Complain to God? Yeah, we can complain to God. Read the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, it's filled with complaints, with things like, hey, Lord, come on, where are you? You've helped your people in the past. Can you help me now? We can say that to God. It's okay. He also says we can thank God for all his blessings. Now, Dave, you mentioned when you wake up in the morning, you thank God for giving you another day, for letting you open your eyes. It's not something we should take for granted. It's a gift, isn't it?
It's a gift, pure and simple. A lot of people don't realize that. But as they journey through life, I think they come to realize that.
Yeah, and Dave, you and I, we're fighting this battle too. I don't want anybody to think that we have this down. There are times when I complain about the weather. I don't like to, but I do. I complain about things, and then I catch myself. And it's a process. We're all going through it. I think it's just something that we should become more aware of, the fact that we're here, we can breathe, our heart is working. That's not a given, and I think that's good to form that attitude of gratitude. And Father Kirby mentions the article, in time, are 10 minutes of prayer, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, maybe a couple of quick comments to the Lord throughout the day, that can become 15 or 20 minutes, and then we can begin to use different prayer forms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things. We can use more formal prayers, such as the Our Father, the Hail Mary. Some people pray the Liturgy of the Hours, which is the official prayer of the church. There are all kinds of different things. October is the month of the Rosary. So many of us turn to Our Lady and pray the Rosary. I mean, there are a number of different ways to pray, but there is no wrong way to pray. I like that. Step four. Oh, boy, I think this was written for me, Dave. What can I do when prayer gets really difficult? In other words, when prayer's not fun anymore, what do I do? Do I quit? And unfortunately, I think, Dave, so many times we can be tempted to quit when prayer doesn't feel good.
I agree, Gare. I agree absolutely.
But the secret is, again, you're a military guy. You get this, to persevere.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't feel good, but organization and structure is not a bad thing. Dave, you know, you're a married man as well as I am. We get that sometimes in our marriages, and my wonderful wife, Eileen, we have a wonderful relationship, but there are times when we have difficulties. We get annoyed with one another. I think Eileen gets more annoyed with me than I get with her, because she's a very good person. I get very annoying at times, and Eileen puts up with me. She doesn't say, look, you're annoying today. I want you to leave. Come back when you're happy. A good relationship doesn't work like that, right, Dave?
Right, right. And same with my wife and I, Barbara. Oh, yes. My wife of 41 years, but there have been struggles, and nothing is without struggle in this life.
That's right. That's right. But that's what love is all about, Dave. We're with somebody, we commit ourselves to them, and we don't leave when we don't feel anything at the moment. I mean, there are going to be times when we have stress in life, and really it's the same thing with our relationship that we have with the Lord. There are going to be times we don't feel like praying. That's fine. But if you pray anyway, even when you don't feel like it, that's when you express your love in the best way possible. It's like waking up in the night to change the diaper of your baby. You don't do it because you like changing stinky diapers. You do it because you love the child, right? And that's the way it is. So Father Kirby says, what do I do when prayer gets really difficult? But he says, it's important to remember, when that's happening, we need to understand why that's happening. It's happening because God is removing the consolation. You know, when it feels good when you pray, as you grow closer to Him, He's going to sometimes remove the good feelings temporarily, though they will come back, so that we're taught to love Him for Himself and not just for the blessings we receive from Him. So really, when we look at that, when we have this dryness in our prayer life, it's a gift, because God wants us to love Him for the sake of loving Him, not just because it feels good. And again, remember, if you're going through this right now, happens to me all the time, we have peaks and valleys in our prayer life. It'll turn around. Just hang in there, pray anyway, even when you don't feel like it. We've got one more step that I want to cover when we come back, and we also have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50. Right now, I want to send it to break. The time is 7:46 on Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, we'll talk more about this, and we'll do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm gonna live what I believe. I have decided.
Like a believer, turn my back on the deceiver.
Gary, I know you've decided. Are you there, brother?
I have decided. Hey, that was, boy, are you awake yet, Dave?
I am. I sure am. I love the songs, brother.
And that's what we try to do here. We try to use music and inspiring Bible verses to lead others to the Lord. That was Amy Grant. You know, Dave, that song, that was one of her earliest songs. That goes way back to 1982. You're a classic rock guy. That has that classic rock feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. I was thinking that as it was playing. Yes.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of that.
But anyway, I have decided, and that's what we're saying today. Let's make that decision to follow the Lord. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, coming to you live from Steubenville, Ohio, where I'm speaking at Franciscan University. Dave Parker's back in the studio. I will be there with you tomorrow, brother. I'm going to be driving home after the show. It'll be good to be back with you. But look, we pulled off a remote broadcast.
Yes.
One week on the air. We're already doing. What are we going to do next, Dave?
I don't know, Gary. We'll have to brainstorm about that. I don't know.
Maybe underwater or something?
Maybe.
Or... let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, Dale's laughing on that one.
I bet he is. Dale said, oh, man. Dale knows I could be a creative. My mind can get a little too creative sometimes. You guys have to reel me in. But before we get to the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, I just want to finish up on this article that we've been talking about. Five simple steps to improve your prayer life. Father Jeffrey Kirby, the final step, he said, is, am I praying all by myself? And he reminds us, no Christian ever prays alone. As someone who is baptized, we always pray in Christ. We pray with the body of Christ, which is the church. So, which is the church? We never pray alone. And again, we have that article, Five Simple Steps to Improve Your Prayer Life, linked at spiritinthemorning.com. So check it out when you get a chance. All right, it's time now for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. We do this every day at 7:50. Today we're going to the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 41:10, and we will also have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Here it is, the message from the Lord to each of us today. Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. That is a really simple message, but it's one that if we just take a minute and read it slowly, and you would want to read a verse like this multiple times. Again, it's Isaiah 41:10, and we'll have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. If you just take your time and picture the Lord standing before you saying these words, do not fear. Now remember your own problems, remember whatever it is you're facing, the crisis in your life right now, your world's falling apart, and we all have those things to one degree or another. The Lord comes to you and says, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious. Why? Because I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. In other words, God will help you. And he's got a pretty good track record of coming through for his people. That's what, Dave, you and I, we can help one another. If you have a problem, you can come to me. I'll do my best to help you. But sometimes,
thank you,
I can't do anything to help you. But God can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we all need to remember. God's bigger than your problems. You look around you, you look at the world, you look at the things going on in your life. It's easy to become overwhelmed until you think, wait a minute, I've got my friend the Lord, and the Lord's with me at all times. What am I worried about? And again, I say it a lot, but I really want to drive this point home. It is a process. You're not going to learn to think like this overnight. But if you start becoming more familiar with Bible verses like this, we're going to give you one each day, and I also have a book, A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, 50 Verses to Ease Anxieties, and I have a new one coming out in a month or so, Stop Worrying and Start Living, and it's a 365-day devotional, meaning I've got a verse for you every day. There are that many messages in the Bible, but we're going to do these on the program. We're going to continue to help you to understand that God's got your back, and he's there for you. So today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse, Isaiah 41:10, we have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com, so check that out. In a minute or so, I'm going to do the closing prayer, but Dave, We've got somebody special coming on the program tomorrow, and I'll tell you, this is going to be interesting. I have a friend. His name is Bear Wozniak. He is very well known in the Catholic world. He does a reality series on EWTN TV. He is one of the most unique people I have ever met. He's a surfer. He's a black belt. He's a pilot. He's an evangelist. He's a graduate of Franciscan University in Steubenville. He is one of the most unique people that I have ever met. He's the only guy that I know whose name is Bear. So, Dave, you know anybody named Bear?
Not a person. The neighbor across the street has a big puppy named Bear.
Right. Now, last week, I talked about my encounter with a horse. I met my first horse. Well, we're going to have Bear on the show tomorrow. And what he's doing, he's doing something very unique. As part of this, they're doing a second season of his EWTN-TV reality series. He's riding on his motorcycle along with a bunch of other Catholic men. They're going from Cocoa Beach, Florida. They leave today. They're heading out to San Diego, and they'll be filming this for this reality series. Well, we're going to check in with Bear tomorrow. I don't even know where he'll be tomorrow. We're going to have him on the show, and then we're going to try to have him on periodically after that, and we're going to follow his adventures. So he's a really good guy, and I think it's going to be very interesting to hear what he has to say. So Bear Wozniak on the show tomorrow with us, so you can check that out. Let me read the closing prayer now, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, send me your comments. I really want to hear from you, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Let's pray now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, may everything we do begin with your inspiration and continue with your saving help. Let our work always find its origin in you and through you reach completion. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Dave, we survived. We survived our first remote broadcast. Are you still standing, my friend?
I am. Well, Gare, I'm really, really pleased, and praise God. I think it worked real well.
God is good. That is good. And this is a good thing. Sometimes I have to travel because I am a full-time speaker. I go around the country and share the good news. So when I travel, I'll be coming to you from wherever I may happen to be. So it's good that we got this down. I also want to remind you to let your friends know that we're here. We're the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show, Dave and Gary, Spirit in the Morning. So check us out. Remember to visit us on the web at spiritinthemorning.com and send me your comments, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. We really want to hear from you. We want to be here for you. We want this to be your show. So you let us know what we need to do to bring you closer to the Lord, and let's do it together. Mr. Parker, are we going to wrap up now?
Yes, Mr. Zimak. Drive safely on the way back. We're going to close soon.